So one thing that you also might want to consider, we talk about the estates being on the bubble, 5, 6 million or 8 million. I had an instance not too long ago where I was sitting in a meeting, and it was a family wealth transfer planning meeting, and one of the daughters had just lost her husband, and I turned to her and I said, "I'm so sorry for your loss. Did the probate attorney talk about portability?" She said, "Well, no, we're not worth that much." I said, "But you have a lot coming down here, so you really should file that." And so thank goodness we were able to get that return filed. And now, thank goodness, we have a long time to file that tax return
right
now.
Typically, with your estate tax return that you file, you've got to file it within 9 months of date of death with the automatic 6-month extension. So 15 months from date of death with for an estate tax return. For portability returns only, there was a RevProc introduced back in 2017. And that's if you're in your materials, that's on page 6 of your materials. It was RevProc 2017-34. And the IRS issued that because they were having such problems with people missing deadlines for filing the estate tax return only for portability purposes.
Right.
And so rather than having taxpayers go through the appeal, the private letter ruling procedures and sort of bottlenecking the IRS, they were already sort of bottlenecked as it is, they came up with this extension, really, of the time to file an estate tax return for 2 years from the decedent's date of death. But recently, the IRS has even pushed that even further because it still wasn't enough for us lawyers and CPAs and clients getting things in on time. So now under, and this isn't in your materials because it came out in early July, but the new RevProc is 2022-32. And that extends the time to 5 years from date of death. So, you know, it's really worthwhile to go back if you've got clients who may have missed the mark in filing portability, that it now opens it up for those who could now be available to them.
Right, or those who didn't think they needed it.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden with the market, well, yep, not in the past few months, yeah, but, you know, yeah, the market right did well.
You're going to be the hero. They came in maybe, you know, 2 years after death, and you did a very simple a probate. Maybe you just did a muniment. Maybe you decided you didn't need a probate, and you shrugged and said, "Gee, too bad we didn't do a portability election." Now, all of a sudden, if that conversation only happened 4 years ago, you've still got another year to be the hero and say, "Guess what? In addition to all the assets you just inherited, here's a $12 million estate tax exemption bonus you just got as well, and all we have to do is file this return." So you could... In the right circumstances, you're going to be the hero.
Right. Now, one caveat to that, you can only use these RevProcs if you're not otherwise required to file an estate tax return. So if your estate was over the filing threshold, then this isn't for you. You know, this procedure does not work. So it's only those with pure portability filing under the estate tax filing threshold to begin with.
And Wes, you briefly mentioned this, but I think it's worth clarifying that on your example of your $8 million couple, even if they have and used a bypass trust, one can still file the portability and sop up the rest of that exemption that wasn't used. So
exactly,
that's an important point that a fellow attorney said, "We can't do that." I was like, "Well, yeah, you can. It's great." And so definitely worth exploring. You can do both.
Where that comes up for me is I have a will that says do the bypass trust, and basically I have enough money to put, you know, $1 million in the bypass trust because the giant retirement account went
exactly
directly to the surviving spouse outside of the will. So I use up $1 million of exemption in the bypass trust, and the remaining 11 goes to the wife, and it's there to shelter that great big retirement account, or what's left of it,
right,
when she dies.
Yeah, great point.
You can easily combine
it. And that's becoming even more the case these days, people with large retirement accounts that they want to leave outright to the surviving spouse for income tax purposes. Portability is a great option for those. And we're not so concerned about creditor protection, at least here in Texas anyway, because our IRA's retirement benefits are shielded from creditors.
So which do you prefer, bypass trust or portability? Which is better, easier?
I'm going to go with the judge's answer. It depends.
Yeah, it depends. Easier for portability, but as far as the opportunities of preserving the GST, or it's like a postnuptial agreement. You know, if I die, as I was kidding these guys, I said, if I die, there's going to be my sidewalk's going to be lined up with ladies with casseroles bringing it to my husband. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
We call those casserole
widows.
The
casserole widows. Ladies. And so, you know, I'm even though we may not have a taxable estate, I'm pretty interested in making sure and preserving as much as I can to go to our kids and not to casserole lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, I have found that we men are the weaker sex when it comes to that. So whenever someone passes away, the first casserole widow to come along, we are remarrying that casserole widow.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it depends on what kind of casserole.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but that's true. That's
I mean,
true.
Seriously. Just taco pie? No. Yeah. It's got to be something better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have our standards.
I have my standards.
Yeah.
And so the asset protection benefit of the bypass trust, GST preservation, you know, sometimes it's worth passing $8 million, especially to an only child in a trust. Sure, and that certainly might be worth it.
And there's also, at the back of your materials, there's a chart. I can't find it in my materials, but it sort of gives you the pros and cons of each of the various planning approaches each of the various planning approaches, be it the bypass trust, portability, Q-tip, things like that, and you can kind of choose your own adventure, if you will, and kind of see which ones, you know, provide you certain assets and liabilities and things like that. So,
to me, I guess.